that it was the eighth day of was the inauguration of the temple, of the tabernacle, of the Mishkan. And the question one could ask is, why does it use the terminology the eighth day? It's the first day. It's really the first day. Till then, the Mishkan had never been operable in its regular form. Everything else was a preseason game, right? You don't call when they start off the new baseball season, right? All of the pre-games, those are just pre-games. So too by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was not to be the high priest in a certain sense. He was going to be the operational manager of the Mishkan. So why does it use the terminology of the eighth day? So it's a beautiful explanation that in Judaism, the pre-game show, when one is preparing for something, that itself is essential to the actual mitzvah. What we call achana l'mitzvah. When one is prepping for a mitzvah, one's getting ready. That itself is an essential element to the mitzvah itself. And that brings us to, of course, the Pesach, because there's no chag, there's nothing that we do, there's no holiday that we have as much preparation for the mitzvah, and that itself is part of the mitzvah. And in fact, we see that we make brachos, we're going to study more, right? The brachos on the search for the chametz, all of these things are pre-game shows, but they are essential to the actual show. And therefore, the Hiba Yom HaShmini, indeed, Moshe's 7 days, there is it truly an eighth day because it's part and parcel of the actual fulfillment of building of the Mishkan.
So Major League Baseball is in fact a mitzvah.
Wow. Wow.